Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got something really exciting to dig into.
Oh yeah, we're talking about a fascinating new study on exercise and type 2 diabetes. But here's the twist. It's not your typical workout routine.
Right. So this study looked at something called blood flow restriction training, or BFRT for short. And honestly, when I first read about it, I thought it sounded a bit unusual.
Huh, yeah. I mean, restricting blood flow during exercise? It does sound counterintuitive at first, but the results here are actually pretty remarkable.
So, let me get this straight. They had people with type 2 diabetes do resistance training with these special cuffs that restrict blood flow to their muscles.
Exactly. And here's what's really cool. The participants only had to lift about 30% of their maximum capacity, compared to the conventional group lifting 70%. Way less strain on the body.
Wait, so lighter weights, but with restricted blood flow. And they got similar strength gains?
Not just similar. They matched the conventional training group in muscle strength and growth. Both groups saw about a 4% increase in muscle volume after 12 weeks.
That's impressive on its own, but I'm sensing there's more to this story.
Oh, absolutely. The real game changer is what happened at the cellular level. The BFRT group showed unique improvements in mitochondrial function. Those are like the powerhouses of our cells.
Okay, so we're talking about the actual energy-producing capacity of the muscles improving. That's huge for people with type 2 diabetes, right?
Exactly. People with type 2 diabetes typically have reduced mitochondrial function in their muscles. And here's the kicker. The conventional training didn't improve this, but BFRT did. We're talking about a 52% increase in one measure of oxidative capacity.
Wow, 52%. That's not a small difference. So why does the blood flow restriction make such a difference?
Great question. The researchers think it creates this mild hypoxic condition, basically low oxygen, in the muscles. This seems to trigger all these beneficial adaptations, like activating satellite cells and promoting mitochondrial biogenesis.
So it's kind of tricking the body into thinking it's working harder than it actually is.
That's a good way to put it. And they also found something really interesting about body composition. The BFRT group specifically reduced visceral fat. That's the dangerous fat around your organs, by about 13%.
Oh, that's the type of fat that's really linked to cardiovascular problems, isn't it?
Exactly right. And what's fascinating is that the conventional training group reduced subcutaneous fat more. That's the fat under your skin, but not the visceral fat. Different types of training seem to target different fat deposits.
That's so interesting. Were there any other health benefits they noticed?
Yeah, both groups saw improvements in cardiovascular health. Lower resting heart rate, reduced blood pressure. The BFRT group's heart rate dropped by about 8 beats per minute on average.
So we've got muscle strength, mitochondrial function, fat loss, cardiovascular benefits. This seems almost too good to be true. Were there any downsides?
Well, interestingly, neither training method improved insulin sensitivity in this particular study. The researchers think that might be because the intervention was only 12 weeks, and the muscle mass gains, while significant, might not have been quite enough to drive major metabolic changes yet.
Okay. So longer training periods might show even more benefits. But still, for people with type 2 diabetes who maybe can't do heavy lifting because of joint issues or other limitations.
This could be a game changer. That's really the key takeaway here. BFRT offers a low-load alternative that's easier on the joints and muscles, but still delivers serious benefits. The study participants only lifted 30% of their max. Remember?
And it's not just about the physical load being lower. The study also found that BFRT triggered different molecular pathways, particularly related to angiogenesis, which is the formation of new blood vessels.
Right. They did RNA sequencing and found way more genes being activated in the BFRT group, 110 differentially expressed genes compared to just 18 in the conventional training group. A lot of those were related to blood vessel growth and oxygen delivery.
So better oxygen delivery to the muscles, which probably helps explain the mitochondrial improvements too. It's all connected.
Exactly. The researchers also noted that the participants in the BFRT group showed more consistent responses across the board, which is really promising for clinical applications.
So if someone's listening and thinking, hey, I have type 2 diabetes, should I try this? What would you say?
Well, this was a supervised study with medical oversight, which is really important. The training was done 3 times a week under professional supervision. So I'd say it's definitely something to discuss with your doctor or a qualified exercise physiologist.
Right, especially since they're using those blood flow restriction cuffs. You want to make sure it's done safely and correctly.
Absolutely, but the research does suggest that when done properly, it's safe and well tolerated. None of the participants in this study had serious adverse events related to the training.
That's good to know. So looking at the bigger picture here, what do you think this means for diabetes treatment going forward?
I think it opens up a lot of possibilities. We know exercise is crucial for managing type 2 diabetes, but not everyone can do high-intensity workouts. BFRT could make effective exercise accessible to more people, older adults, people with joint problems, those with reduced functional capacity.
And the fact that it's improving mitochondrial function specifically is really exciting, because that's one of the core problems in type 2 diabetes, right?
Exactly. Mitochondrial dysfunction is a hallmark of type 2 diabetes. So having a training method that addresses that directly while also building muscle strength and reducing dangerous visceral fat, that's pretty powerful.
Well, this has been fascinating. Thanks for breaking down this study with me, Jamie. It's always amazing to see how science is finding new ways to help people manage their health.
My pleasure, Alex. And to everyone listening, remember, this is cutting-edge research, but it's showing real promise. If you're interested in learning more, talk to your healthcare provider about whether something like this might work for you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Origene podcast, everyone. Until next time, stay curious and stay healthy.